This is HB's A to Z. How can I help you, sir, ma'am?
Oh, hi, Homer.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. Your buddy Chester had asked us to call you. He referred you to us for some marketing.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he tell you that we would be calling?
Yes, he did. He did tell me briefly about you would be reaching out to me.
Good. Okay, excellent. So tell me a little bit. I assume that you're also a business owner?
Yes, ma'am. I'm starting to get everything established for myself. I do appliance repair the same as Chester. That's why I kind of reached out to him to kind of team up and see what he could help me out with. And that way I could start getting some of my advertising and everything moving forward.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you had your business?
I'm literally in the process now of getting, like, my tax ID and everything. But I just recently left Mr. Appliance and pretty much started out on my own about 2 weeks ago.
Wow, how exciting. Good for you. You decided to go make the money for yourself rather than someone else, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, this is so great for a brand new business like that, too, if you're breaking off on your own. So I assume that since you are brand new, that probably there's not much set up yet, like no website or Facebook or anything like that as of yet, right?
The only thing that I've done is pretty much set up a Facebook account. That way people can kind of see who I am. And for the few customers that I have helped out so far, I'm able to get a few reviews there.
Excellent. Yeah, that's good. You got something going at least. That's good. And then where are you located, Homer?
I'm here in Georgetown.
Okay, in Georgetown. Okay. So, yeah, we can help you tremendously. What I would recommend, since you are, you know, kind of breaking away from Mr. Appliance and, you know, starting fresh, is our Platinum Package. That's the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new business. So it would include the first page placement on Google, your first page placement on Bing. We would program your business into all of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So that way we'll make sure that you also come up from searches on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices, you know, such as Alexa. And then, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle services with Facebook ads. So it's kind of great that you have your Facebook set up already, because what we would do is run ads for you on it. You know how when you search online for something, chances are next time you go on your Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. Okay?
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yeah, and then we would do everything for you at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And, and the program also comes with a detailed tracking and reporting system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. You know,
okay,
if
so
they
all the
use
analytics.
Exactly. You'll be able to see everything, which new keywords, where they're coming from, which zip codes, all the analytics. And, you know, being that it's a month-to-month program, Homer, I'm sure it's something that you want to take advantage of and give a shot, right?
Definitely would be.
Okay. So, question I didn't ask you, what is the name of the business?
Right now it is HB's A to Z. So my first and last initials and then just A to Z.
Oh, that's cool. HB A to Z. Okay. And then do you have appliance repair in there or?
Yes, ma'am. It's HB's A to Z appliance repair.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, HB's A to Z appliance repair. And then what is the business address?
Right now, I'm currently using my home address. This is everything that I'm trying to set up now. I was debating on getting a P.O. box and everything, so I don't, basically give out my home address.
Well, what Google will do is reject a P.O. box because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. But if they do deal with millions and millions of home-based businesses, so once the listing is verified, the address would be hidden. So it would show up as HB's A to Z Appliance Repair in Georgetown, but the actual physical address would be blocked out. Make sense?
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want a, you know, customer coming to your house if you don't even do business out of your house. You know, that doesn't make sense. So, yeah. Okay, so what is the address that you're using for the business right now?
It is currently 509 Gano Avenue, and that's G-A-N-O.
Okay.
And that's Georgetown, Kentucky, 40324.
40324. Okay, and then your last name, Homer?
Bunton, B-U-N-T-I-N.
Okay, and then I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
Let's see. I actually have my business email set up already, and that is mr.hb@a-z-appliancerepair.net. So mr.hb@a-z-appliancerepair.net.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you already have that website set up for your business, or is that a domain that you purchased?
That was just a domain name that I purchased, so that's going to be something I wanted to work on once I get all my tax information and my LLC and all of that completely set up to where I'm 100% on my own.
Okay, but for now, the emails work, right, to that one? It's just that there's not a website on that domain yet, correct?
No, there's not a website, but the email does work.
Okay, so I can help you out, Homer, with a website. We build Google-compliant websites. They do charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since you're a referral from Chester, I can explain the situation and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, because I figure it's, you know, 2023. You're probably going to need a site anyway. So I'll send out that request, because I figure you're going to need it. And then since you already have the Facebook set up, they can go on to your Facebook and pull images off of it for the Facebook. But, of course, if you want something special on the site, they'll go over that with you during the client interview. And then, let me just make sure that I can get an override so we can get the site included. And then I can actually set this up for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Well, it was something I wanted to just kind of wait until I get my actual ID information back, because I'm paying for pretty much everything out of pocket as I go. I do plan on having all that back next week, and that's when I actually get paid from my second job as well, and from the military. So I believe I would be able to set everything up starting next week on Thursday, I believe.
Oh, thank you for your service, too. That's great. What branch of the military did you serve in?
I'm Army Reserve, so I've been in that as well 19 years. I'm almost done.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about Army Reserve. You can retire after 19 years. That's considered full service, I bet, right?
Yeah, I get my 20-year letter next year, and then I will see, in a couple of months now, and then I will see how things go from there.
I love it. That's great. That's so awesome. Good for you. my kids, they knew a lot of friends that went into the military right out of high school, and they're like, gosh, you know, they're all retiring now and I'm still out in the workforce. Maybe I should have, you know, maybe I should have been thinking about it, you know.
It definitely does have its benefits, and it's nice to know that I am getting close to some type of retirement.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let me do this. I'll send you a little text message that has my direct extension on it. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way you can call me when you're ready. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week. And then Google will, in order to get you verified, even once you have your tax ID and all that, they probably are going to want a couple of extra things, like a pictures of, you know, anything that you can send as far as documentation that you're a new business in the area. So when we set you up, we'll send you that email. And if you have, you know, any pictures you to send over to support it, then we would submit that to Google, and that will help you to get verified quicker, okay?
Yep, that's one of the things I started off doing. I'll ask all my clients that I've had so far if you mind if I take pictures of the work and everything that I do, a few videos, so I actually look legit.
Nice. Okay, good. You're on top of that. Okay, good. Okay, well, I'll reach out to you next Thursday in case I don't hear from you sooner, and then I'll also send you an email. So if you have any questions, you can call me. But on the email, you'll see a sample website or whatnot, so it'll give you a little bit more information too, okay?
Okay, I just got the text message, so I'm saving all that information in my phone now.
Sounds perfect. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you, Homer, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your evening.
Yes, ma'am, you as well.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.